it's a delay. It was your fault? Oh, okay, fine, thank you. Okay, we are on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, two lines in the bottom. We just had a story. Ula was coming up with Trecha Zoy. The rush said they were Jews. And one killed the other. He turned to Ula and said, did I do a good job? Turned to Ula and he said, did I do a good job? He told him, yes. Uparle Beis HaShchita. We learned yesterday, either he told him to be Parle Beis HaShchita, or Ula himself was Parle Beis HaShchita. We talked about the Heter for that, or not the Heter for that, whatever it is. It's going to the fleshes, and we're going on.
Why did he kill him?
Why did I kill him? They got into a fight, road rage. I don't know. They were traveling. They got into a big fight, and he killed them.
Hoping his anger
holds all these times. Right. Katama Rabbi Yechanan had a question. Michti. Says in the pasuk that Hashem will send us into Golus, and over there Hashem will give us an angry heart. Means anger doesn't exist before Golus. Anger is a byproduct of Golus. To be able to be so angry to kill in Eretz Yisrael, which Rabbi Yechanan thought that they were already in Eretz Yisrael when this happened, and he was bothered by the fact that the pasuk seems to say these kind of things happen in Chutz Laaretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. Even post-Golus, which Rabbi Yechon is talking about after they were in Golus. Amalai, so Ula told him, Ahu Shaita, Amalai Ula, Ahu Shaita, at that point, Loi Avina Yardina. We had not crossed the Jordan River yet, so we weren't in Eretz Yisrael proper. Now this opens up a whole discussion, but let's first do the Rush. Dr. Rush, to Tamar Rabbi Yechon, Hei Chisrami, the Eretz Yisrael, Haya, now, the Rush does not explain the answer. Parshat Shad the Gemara. He didn't cross the Yarden. The Ran is bothered here. Isn't Aver HaYarden part of Eretz Yisrael? There are three sections to Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda, Galil, and Aver HaYarden. But the Galil of the north is the Galilee. Yehuda is Judea and Samaria, and includes what the Goyim even, well, some Goyim recognize as Eretz Yisrael, as Israel. And the Eivra Yarden, the Transjordan, is part of Eretz Yisrael. So what if they didn't cross the Yarden? The eastern side of... I worded it that way. But the question is there a difference? Zok Duran HaChiddush. This is a big shaila in the Rishonim. Zok Duran, that Eivra Yarden could not be used to bring the Eimer. Just like you can't bring the Eimer from Chutz Laaretz, you can't bring the Eimer from Eivra Yarden, even though it's Chayev and Maitzus Midaraisa. And Chayev and Trumas Midaraisa, and Chayev and Shemitah Midaraisa, at the time of the first Beit HaMikdash. It was really Eretz Yisrael. But for that, not for everything. That's what the Ran says. This is a big discussion. What the Ran, which Ran? The Ran is Ahu Shaita, the second wide line, on the Amud Aleph. And right away, Rabbi Akiva points out, take a look in Rashi Menachos, that says the opposite way. So, again, this is the Machlokes Rishonim. I use the word, to avoid the issue, I use the word Eretz Yisrael proper, because Eivra Yarden was like an add-on, so to speak. Dr. Gemara Weiter. I'm a rabbi by Ravuna, Kalakayas, Afil Shchina, Nechashuva Kenegdai. One who loses his temper, and again, we're not talking about a guy that lost his temper one time. We're talking about a person that has the character trait of not controlling himself. Even the Shechina is not considered important for him. Meaning, the fact that the presence of Hashem doesn't seem to frighten him. Shenemar, like it says, Russia kegoyva apoy, Russia, the height of his anger, Baal Yidrash, he does not look for, how does he learn Baal Yidrash? What? Does not seek. Ain't a Kim covers in myself. All his thoughts go as if there's no Rabbi Nishleilim. If a person can't control themselves, that means they don't have the presence of the Rabbi Nishleilim even remotely in mind. You don't lose yourself if the Rabbi Nishleilim is there. It's just what it is. Zach Sarash, Ain't a Kim covers in myself. Who Mechashiv Shein Lekatleilim. He thinks there's no God. Now, that doesn't mean he stops and thinks, is there a Rabbi Nishleilim or not? No, it doesn't mean that. It means he acts as if there's no Rabbi Nishleilim. And it's not a presence in his mind. He's not in his cheshbon. He loses it.
You say this about Avera's in Eretz Yisrael?
No, it says Lev Ragaz. To have that degree of anger is something that Rabbi Yechon has said is reserved for Chutz Laaretz. That's what I get. That's what Rabbi Yechon asked. So Ula told them, don't worry. Didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael.
I understand that, but Mashenkin, this one midah.
Right, that's what the pasuk said. But not that Hashem lechosh some rave ragas.
The lumpus is because.
No lumpus. This is what Hashem said.
What I'm saying is because you're saying, like, Hashem isn't there, right?
No, chas v'shalom. Who said that? You're mixing two Gemaras. One Gemara said that if you ask another question, the pasuk says, Lev Ragaz, to that degree is reserved to Chutz Laaretz. Nothing to do with Hashem being there. Hashem is in Chutz Laaretz also. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. By the way, they asked the Katzke Rebbe once, where's the Rebbeinu Tzom? He said, wherever you let him in. Right, so that's not the point. That was his kash. Now the Gemara is thinking a new thing. People who lose themselves don't have Hashem in their mind. That's all. Yes?
I don't understand what the problem is.
There is no problem.
I agree. But, you know, if anyone's ever been on a job interview, they didn't go in and get into an argument with the person. If you're afraid of someone...
Yeah, God, I think nothing I like that. The Birmi Medifsiya Mameshakeach Talmudai, a person who loses it, forgets his learning, will mice of tipshus, and he adds foolishness. Anger is in the lap of fools. Ksil and fools, yifresh ivelas, spreads foolishness. Basically, you get angry, you forget your learning. You become a fool, and then fools spread foolishness. And that's what happens, mice of tipshus. Now, the Achrayim asking Kasha, it's a Gemara about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara Rabbeinu, the Moshe Rabbeinu, Bolu Klal Kas, again, this is the Gemara in Pesachim. Moshe Rabbeinu lost, became angry, Bolu Klal Kas, he made a mistake. The Gemara says that about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara brings it from Sukkim. So why do we have to bring a Pasuk from Kehelas when we have a Pasuk from Chumash? The answer is, in Chumash it never says the favorites that Moshe Rabbeinu learned, forgot, or made a mistake. In Chumash it just says the story, he got angry. And then afterwards, by Yomer Elazar had to teach the halacha. So Rashi brings the Chazal. Why didn't Moshe teach that halacha? Because Bolik Valkas, Bolik Valtas. That's what it says. But it's not the Farish in the Pasuk. Here it says, Kas makes you a fool, and fools spread foolishness. It's much more the Farish. That's why we use this Pasuk. Yes?
On the other hand, we also see the last time the was face to face with Paro. Also, the Bible says that he became angry, and I haven't seen anyone put it through the common enough.
No, because that was a correct anger. Again, he was angry at Paro, and that was correct. I mean, it was the right reaction. Again, you have to. This is not the discussion now, but the Rambam talks about how a person is supposed to display anger and not really lose it.
Not actually be angry.
Right. You should know a person who has a temper is averis more than his chusim. You can assume that. Shemar Balchema Rav Pesha. Somebody who's very angry has a lot of sins. Is there any rush? I have the rush on the other side. Ksil Yifresh Uzalas. Sorry, before that. Kaz Bechei Ksilim Yenuach. Le'nisher Bechei Koykim HaKaz. All left in his lap is anger. Meaning anger wipes away everything he stored in his brain. Ksil Yifresh Uzalas. I knew mice of tipshus. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amar Avadim Avachanina. Ilamo l'chati Yisrael, had the Yidin not sinned, v'nitim lahem el-chamishuchum shetayra, v'sefer Yeshua Bobad. All we would have gotten is, instead of getting 24 Sifrei Tanakh, we would have gotten 5, and then Yeshua. No Shaiftim, no Shmuel, no Malachim, no Yeshaya, no Yirmi, Yechef, all those are with existence. But what does the Bach add? But nay, she'erka she'eretz Yisrael. Because that, Yeshua, was necessary to give us the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So that would have been necessary. All the rest would have not been necessary. My time, why was it now necessary and then not? The amount of chachma that we got shows the kas. Meaning Hashem was angry at us. We weren't behaving. That's why we have all the Sifrei Tanakh, which give us Mutzer, and tell us what to do the right thing. Now, what would have happened? So all these things that we learn from Shmuel and Malachim and Yeshayahu, what would have happened to them? So first, let's learn the Rush, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Zogdarash. Vay nitn vam khamitz khum chitayra. Vay mekabim al hagyaynam schar. We will learn chamitz khum chitayra and Yeshua, and we will get in schar. V'zoychel l'chayel mabo, k'moy ata b'chol ha-tayra shalanda. We would have got the same amount of Olam Haba for delving into Chamit Shechum Shetayr and Yeshua that we get to learning all of Tayr Shemiksav that's there and now all of Tayr Shemapad that's written. It's divided for its boundaries. Now, what would have happened? What would have happened to everything else? So that Mepharshim speak out a bunch of things. Number one, all that muster that was written out, we would have comprehended on our own, because we would have been behaving and would have known that. All the halachas that we learn from Davi are anyway halacha l'mayshe misinais. No, we don't learn any new halacha from Davi, except it's rabbinic, rabbanans. For that, you could have just had the rabbanan make the takana. But it's the halachas that are biblical that are in Navi, are halacha l'mayshe misinais that were written in Navi. So we would have known them from the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. Everything that Navi teaches us, we would have been able to comprehend from Chamish Shechum Shetayra and Yeshua and its Tzarei Shabbat path that we would have had. We wouldn't have needed the 24 Sifrei Tanakh, which means we wouldn't have needed 18 of them. We would have had 6 instead of 8, 24. Because everything that we're taught is something we could comprehend from Chumash and from doing the right thing, following the ways of Hashem. But because we didn't, and therefore Hashem was not pleased with us at different points in history, we ended up with stories in Shaiftem, with Shmuel, and Malachim. All those things are a reaction to us not doing the right thing. Had we done the right thing all the time, it would not have been necessary. Yes, Doctor?
Yeah, with great respect, this is very good for Nevi'im, because Nevi'im are there. However, each of us would have written our own Tehillim. Each of us would have written our own Mishlei. Did Reh Hayamim, for that matter, Iyav. I mean,
yes, all those things we wouldn't be able to comprehend on our own. Correct.
Well, that would be answer, right? That was the tendency that I was going
by. Yes.
Some things we learn from Tanakh, for instance, how to mourn or who to mourn. We only
learn from Tanakh. Are they the Rishis? They're halacha l'mayshe misinais. Are they the Rabbanans? They would have taught us without it.
Yeah, and this, all the chatzim the Bnei Israel did, in other words, the fatality of every chet that happened in Midbar, in other words, after chet ha'ekel, would they have gone into Eretz Yisrael without getting the VM, other than...
I have no idea. I don't know at what point which Navi became necessary.
Rabbi?
One second. I know that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't let in Eretz Yisrael. The Medrash says if he would have gone in Eretz Yisrael, the Beit HaMikdash would have never been destroyed, and at that point the Beit HaMikdash had to be destructible. So already it was already in the blueprint.
Even before,
after the miracle. Doesn't say before the miracle.
I also share where he says he's not going to go in Eretz Yisrael.
Sorry? That's in the view that he didn't know what he was. At that point, he was not saying he's not going into Eretz Yisrael.
That was not a nevuah.
Again, it ended up being a nevuah. In retrospect.
Why does it make sense different?
Just like when Avraham Avinu said, "V'noshuvu aleichem." That point, Avraham Avinu thought that he's not going to come back with it. There's some things Hashem puts in your mouth that ends up, if you look back in retrospect, it was a nevuah. Yes, somebody had a question. Yes.
Yeah. So if Rav Ada is saying that this thing was not predetermined, if history of the Jewish people was not predetermined, why didn't he just say if Adam Harishon had not sinned, we wouldn't need the Torah?
No, we would have got Adam Harishon would have gotten the Torah. He would have gotten it.
All right. Well, if that was necessary, then why isn't that the better example?
Because I think we're talking about Klal Yisrael. See, this gets involved in a long discussion. Had Adam Rishon not done the chait, he would have been Klal Yisrael. He would have been everything. There wouldn't have been 71 nations. Would have been a different, whole different structure of a world that would have ended rather quickly. Maybe, maybe not. That's a shayla, but that's not the point. The point is, we're dealing with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael starts at Matan Torah. That's when, it starts before, but it doesn't start before. Yes, we had Avos. Yes, we had Mitzrayim. But our structure of Klal Yisrael is at Har Sinai. And we're dealing with Klal Yisrael. We're not dealing with the world at large. You're right. Had Adam Rishon not sinned, the world would have been a different world. But that's not our point here. We're talking to Klal Yisrael. We're talking to Jews. What Jews would have done, what Yidden would have done, that's it. That's it. That's good.
I mean, it would be a mistake to think that the Torah, which exists at various levels, is more for the sake of the world.
Yes.
Right.
I know.
What's the repository? The right Chachma, right Chachma.
The more Chachma is an indication of right Chachma.
It doesn't come up on the revelation.
Yes. Yes.
A quick statement you made as far as the Assembly Nation. They are Hitzonians, but I don't know if that's true. Because remember that Rabbi Morishan, prior to the Chet, had a mitzvah group, which was to bring forth the...
Again, it's not a discussion for now. I still stick to what I said, but I'm not going to get involved in that now. That could be a long discussion in Hashkafah Shir, but it's not for now. Yes? Wouldn't have been given formally as Yeshaya. We would have been comprehended all the lessons of Yeshaya on our own. Maybe not, probably not. Wouldn't be necessary. It wouldn't have been necessary to be written because the muster wouldn't be necessary. If my kid's doing the right thing and he goes to sleep on time, he gets up on time, he's a perfect child. I don't yell at him, why don't you go to sleep on time? He does. Yeshaya lists the Averis Klal Yisrael is doing. If they're not doing it, he doesn't have to list them. It would have happened much faster. Right.
And his father was angry. So his anger is part of
Okay, so let me explain something. It's a very good point you're making. Some people have a natural tendency to anger. And some people are very laid back and they can tolerate things much better.
They'll get from their father, maybe the advisor, but they're not going
to... The answer is, if this all would be a good kasha, if there were no Rabbi Nishlam in the world. In a Rabbi Nishlam-less world, the world is very unfair. It's very unfair. Some people are born black, and some people are born white, and some people are born rich, and some people are born poor, and some people are born healthy, and some people, Rahman al-Zahra, are born unhealthy. All these kind of... It's not a fair world. Totally not fair. The answer is, without a Rabbi Nishlam, the world makes no sense. But if you look at it from the Rabbi Nishlam, every neshama is given its package that it has to develop. Some neshamas have to have the test of anger. Therefore, the Rabbi Nishlam has this child born with a DNA of anger. Because that's his avodah in Olam Hazeh. He gives tzedakah. He loves to give tzedakah. He doesn't have a yetzer hara of holding on to his pennies. He doesn't have that yetzer hara. His yetzer hara is he can't control himself. The Rabbi Nishlam gave him that yetzer hara uniquely to him, all tailored who his parents are, which city he is born in, what is all, it's a package that the Rabbi Nishlam created. So you're right. Reuven is born with a package of anger, and Shimon is born with a package of being a miser, and Levi is born with a package of huge taiva for certain things. We all have taiva, but he got an extra dose. That's because that's what his neshama needed to correct itself now. This is what happened. So you're right. The whole world's not fair without a Rabbi Nishlam. It's really not fair. Why is anger any different than any other mida? It might be harder. That's his package. He has to work on control. Right? So that's why we have therapists. Just joking. That was just thrown in. As a Moses of Zahusa. Yes.
This actually falls out of something a few minutes ago, which is each of us has a tale of the creation. Each of us has been given something there. And that's why we have to keep it back until we ourselves fix that need.
Right. I agree. I'm not going to argue on that now. Got to give my writer. Back to Nadarim. I'm Ravati. Ain't this cooking little K Yisrael. So, did I finish the Russian, the Yamin Aleph? By me, it's the Yamin Aleph, yes. You are not matter a netter, well, Pashkas, it's a shvua. A shvua made with Hashem's name. Ravatzi is saying, Bezim will not remove a shvua made with Hashem's name. Because since the guy had the audacity to use Hashem's name in an oath, we're not ready to work with him. I mean, he has displayed an audacity that deserves consequences. And we won't remove that shvua. Chutz mikayinim ishti nanasli. Now, the rush is not gairus the next line. Because the next line doesn't make any sense. I'm going to read it, and I'll tell you why the rush is not gairus. I mean, obviously, some rishayim are, they make sense of it. Shekavles kisi, the guy banned his wife because she stole his wallet, his credit card. Or she hit my son. Then we found out it wasn't true. That we will remove. Now, the Rishayim of the rest says, if he made it on condition, he said, I'm banning my wife because she did this and she didn't do it, then there wasn't a netter to begin with. There wasn't a shvua to begin with. Therefore, the rush takes it out. And his excuse is, he banned his wife. And since he banned his wife, even if he used the name of Hashem for the sake of Shalom Bayis, Hashem let his name be erased by Saita. So we are Matar and Nana with Hashem's name, or a shul with Hashem's name, because we are interested in Shalom Bayis, and Hashem showed us not to stick up for his honor of his name when it comes to Shalom Bayis. That's the lesson we learn from Saita. Dr. Rush. He showed audacity. It's interesting, audacity is put on the person's face. Azus panim. His face is audacious. A person who's audacious usually has a facial display of audaciousness. To make peace between spouses, we are willing to be martyred. We're not gairus that. The hulav neder havi. Beloy boy atarak is not the matnitsa. The wouldn't need atarak. Like the Mishnah said, it's a mistake. A mistake in neder is not a neder. A mistake in shula is not a shula. Other Rishonim are gairusit, and again we learn Rush. And they are gairusit, and they say that the guy said he would have done it anyway. So given the fact that he said because, even though he didn't mean it, and the fact that Shalom Bayis, so we're matur. So those Rishonim are more strict. They're saying, if not in a fact that his words said something that didn't happen, even for Shalom Bayis, we wouldn't be mounted. But the Rush doesn't learn that way. We learn with Rush. The Rush learns this is a Shalom Bayis issue.
Is this
anything
to do with Hashem's name? This
yes.
Example. Because it looks like almost a cloak on the
issue. Well, he used Hashem's name. That's what he's saying. He said, ain't this talking about K. Yisrael?
Without K. Yisrael, we would.
Of course, yes. Don't think of my writer. Ahid Asoy, the Commodore of Asi. Person came in front of Ravasi. Amalei b'mayna darto. And again, the Rishonim seem to learn the Shua. I don't know why. Because of the next line, they say Shua. We'll see in a second. But what expression did you use when you made this oath? So he said, but can you swear? I swore in Hashem's name. Amalei ina darto b'mayhi. Had you sworn using a kinoi, not Hashem's name, just use something without Hashem's name? Kinoi ba'alma, mezagit nalach. We had Mahi was a kinoi for Shua. We had that back on that viewers. Nadra the Mahi was Shua. Mahi meant Shua. So therefore, that I would have removed. But Hashtag was Arta the Mahi al Belkei Yisrael. You said Hashem's name. I will not remove the shua. I will not remove it. I refuse. You had the chutzpah to make something with Hashem's name. I stay away. Dr. Rush, in the dart of the mayi, in the dart of love mayi, because mayi is not for neder. Umayi yukino lishua. The kari lishua neder. Sometimes the Gemara refers to shua as neder. And not amileo, not the mayi. It meant shua. Dr. Gemara
Weitz. So any time a person makes a shua, Hashem's name, which most of the time that's when it's done, it can never be. When do you say it? Oh, if I knew it was an unbelievable Pesach or an unbelievable Charetta, that if I knew.
Are you pasquining now, or are you saying what Ravasi Shita is?
I'm saying
I want to know your question. You want to know what the Shulchan Aruch is going to say? We didn't finish the sugya yet. You want to know what Ravasi said? I can tell you. He said, no, I'm not going to be mounted.
No matter all the different explanations you have.
Yeah, that's what he said. Now, if you want to know what the Shulchan Aruch is going to say, we haven't finished the sugya yet.
Well, but you know what? Then the first thing that's why I mentioned, Ravasi.
Okay, so that's what he said, yes.
I'm not saying the truth, but it sounds better. I'm safe.
100%.
Is everything on show?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think my writer of Kana, Iglu Lebe Rav Yosef. Rav Kana came to Rav Yosef's house. This is a very strange, to me, it's like a strange exchange, but it's Amaroyim, so of course it's not strange, but we have to follow it. Amaroyim, Lita Marmidi. So Rav Yosef says to Rav Kana, you know, why don't you eat something? Come, eat something by me. Take a bite. Litai. I mean, tzadik, give my mamad rice and harbe. Take a little taste. Amalai, lai. Mari kula lo timnilai. I swear by the master of all that I am not going to eat by you. He said, Mari kula, rabbi nishalaylam. That's what it means. Master of all. Amalai, Loi, Mari Kula Loi Timisle. So it sounds like the Gemara that Rav Yosef responded and said, well, I swear I'm not going to give you any food. You swear you're not going to eat by me? I swear I'm not going to give you any food. That's Pasha Pshat in the exchange. Zuck to Gemara, what's going on over here? Honey, Chalur of Kahana is on the Loi Mari Kula. I can understand Rav Kahana. He wanted to swear because he didn't want to eat there. Ella, Rav Yosef, am I? My on the Loi Mari Kula. Why is he swearing? Why does he have to respond and say, and I swear I won't give you any food? Why is that necessary? It sounds babyish. Zakta Gemara, you didn't understand it. How is the Kamalay? This is what he meant to say. Lai, Mari Kulu the Kamrat? You swore not to eat by me? Look at my table flag. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with you because you used Hashem. That's enough to be saying you used Hashem's name. You're right. You swore this way, there's nothing to talk about anymore. Not that he's swearing not to feed him. He's saying, this is the way you expressed yourself? So, we're not even going to bother the discussion, it's over.
Is that a kinoi?
So it's interesting. It doesn't sound like a kinoi. Mahi sounded like a kinoi. Mari Kula, Rav Yosef is not considering a kinoi. I don't know why. I would have said Mari Kula is a kinoi. But I guess he's saying it's not a kino. What am I supposed to say? It is a kino to Hashem's name. The question is, this halacha of swearing with Hashem's name, how exact does it have to be? Right? We say Rabbi Nishloilam, it's not one of the Shem Hashem Lechokim. We can say Rabbi Nishloilam. Right? Master of the universe. But if somebody swears by saying master of the universe, I don't know. Obviously, Reb Yosef seems to say that goes until the case. So let's do the rush. Zog the rush. I'm not going to eat with you. I swear I'm not going to give you anything. Reb Yosef, why is he saying I'm not going to eat with you? Hey, love, Mari Kula, you're stuck now. There's no way to remove your netter. You're stuck. Ain't talking little K Yisrael. You are now. No way you can eat by me. It's over. Our discussion's over. Let's go learn Baba Basra now. I mean, that's what he said. Yes?
Just on the side. What is the relationship between Rav Kahana, this Rav Kahana, and Rav Yosef? I mean, it's on the Rebbe?
No, it seems like friends.
Colleagues, okay.
Seems like friends. Dr. Gemara Weiter. What? I don't know. I don't know. I don't see what the difference is. Right. So is it different than Master of the Universe? Can't help what you just said. Yeah. It's not the Shem Hashem Mechokim. There's seven Shem Hashem Mechokim. I'm sorry. What happened when I broke it.
There was a shade there.
Oh, there's a tape. I don't know what that tape is for.
You got it, probably.
Well, anyway, it's still standing. What?
There was a shade there.
When we wrote letters.
I'm sorry. I should pay you for these things.
Rabbi Hirschfeld asked him that we wrote letters to our pastors. We say the one above. Couldn't say.
But you can say master of the universe. I don't know why I don't think he would answer that. But we say Rabbi Yisrael all the time. I don't know. I say Rabbi. I've heard Gedolei Yisrael say the word Rabbi Yisrael. Nobody seems to hesitate. Rabbi Nadal Makula, Rabbi Yisrael, it's all the same. Al Makula sounds fast and fast. The one above. In Yiddish, the word Eiber means above. Eibersker means the one above. The word is really Eibersker. But somebody in Lita must have said Eibersker, and became Eibersker. Even back to them, they say the Eibersker. But it comes from the one above. That's what it means. The one above. That's what Eibersker means. Again, we like to talk about the Rabbi Yisrael, and we have to be careful not to use words that we're not allowed to say for no reason. That's where Rabbi Yisrael came from. That's where all these, you know, right. Ready? We can open it, take it to the dirt. Remember it was Machoikas? Paskin, you can. And you can remove oaths made with Hashem's name. You see those words? The Machmas Paskinig? Now over here, the Ram brings a major Machoikas Rishaynim. So I don't know what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. I don't know any people that make oaths with Hashem's name, but I'm sure there are. I think we paskin, I think when we're stuck, we do it. But again, the Ram brings about 3-4 sheets of Rishayim in this. But Rav Nachman paskins, there you can. So now, I didn't look up the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know halacha l'maisa. I think we paskin, you can, but I'm not sure.
What is the format of that?
What?
They force the shul and base it. What's the format? What
mushroom
do they use?
The shul, the right, said they use Hashem's name. Yeah, it's playing with fire. There are people that rather pay rather than swear, even if they're swearing honestly. They don't want to play around with fire.
There's no
matir
those, right?
You can't be matir those. You can only be matir shul that's a gay you. Or you answered something, or you answered. You can't be matter, so what a guy swears, I don't owe money. How you matter that?
It has nothing to do with the lawyer not care, right?
Sure it has to do with the lawyer not
care. Then it's only a
Shua. I said, because a lot of learned this whole Gemara is only in Shua. The Rab brings a sheet that says it's only in Shua, not in Netter.
Is God a Kinoi?
Yes. Yes. But for some reason, it's a big Shiloh whether we're allowed to say that or not. Some people are matter, some people are answer. But yeah, but we don't say it. We usually keep that word out of our vernacular. We'll say Rabbi Nishleilam. There are some people that say in Himmel. You know, they say the first name and then they say the other. Again, see, because these are all kinuyim, there are 7 Shemeshenim Nechakim. And in English, they just call it that. It's a kinuy. Not one of the 7 Shemas.
I know it's not one of the Shemas, but it is a Kinoi.
Right. But people don't erase it. It's interesting. With Pashtas, you're allowed to erase it, but I'm not going to paskin this. I think the Mishnah Berurah says you can paskin. I think the Mishnah Berurah writes that you can erase it, but again, I'm not going to paskin this.
G-D, you can erase it. G-D.
Right. That's how we write it, to avoid the issue. You know, some people are very from it. I don't mean Chatzchom to be disparaging. They won't write Yehuda. They'll write Yud and write a thing, a middle or a slash. What? Yeah, because it's part of my make. I did this when I was a bacher, and therefore it became part of me. Would I have started this chumra now? I don't know. I don't think anymore. I just the way I was. I wouldn't have.
I mean, the first
Yud. Yeah, usually at the end I do that. Like if writing. Gabriel. So I'll write the Aleph and the slash, and I won't write the Lama. This is my, again, this is rote.
So, given that you put something in the middle of Yehuda, which has a dollar in the middle of it, what do you do when you're teaching the names of the sons of Yaakov?
Again, I don't put a dash in the middle. I don't.
Oh, okay, good. I mean,
I get it. People have chumras.
I saw someone writing out the word Hashem and they stuck a dash in the middle.
All I know is, I am very tolerant. I try to be very tolerant. If people want to have their chumras, it doesn't affect me. Do whatever you want. It's a free world out there. As long as you don't break the Torah, don't get upset at you. You want to have chumras, have chumras. You want to have 40 chumras, have 40 chumras. You want to have 60 chumras, have 60 chumras. All I like people to do, is myself included, to know what's halacha and what's chumra. Because sometimes you have to give them something. Give on chumra, not on halacha. My receiver came to America. I hate to do the story. My receiver came to America and he found people from the city shaving with a razor. He said to them, five lav. So they told him, we're Scotsmen anyway. We shave our beard. Because in the city where they came from, no frum person shaved their beard. The only ones that shaved their beard were people that went off the D. Came reform, enlightened. So we moved to America. We have to shave our beard. So anyway, we Scotsmen. What difference does it make how we're goyim? Whether we're goyim by shaving with a machine or goyim by shaving with a razor. Right? Why? Because they weren't educated to know that a beard to shave with a razor is five lavim, and to shave with a machine is a chumrah. That's the only thing I would like people to know. What is a chumrah and what is halacha? But if you want to have chumrahs, I'm a very tolerant person. You know, there are people that come to my house that like to eat by me. They want to bring good something. I'm not insulted. I don't, if I'm kosher, I'm not kosher enough for you. I'm not kosher enough for you. I don't get it. I don't take these things personally. What do I care? Yeah, I'm saving on food. That's all. You don't eat by me. I'll save on food. That's all. What do I care? It doesn't. I don't let these things get to me. What do I care? My own chumras, I have to be careful about, but not anybody else's. Nothing to do with anybody. Something in my mind, I'm Rav Nachman Hilchos, the Paiskim Charov did that. Mishkabach Rav Nachman, Rav Schayr, Adam Gadlu. Rav told Rav Nachman, I have this person, Rav Schaira. You don't know him. I want you to know he's a great person. He's a big person. Amalei, Sir Nachman told Rav, Shiyavi li adcha, heviyeh li adi. When he comes to you, bring him to me. Havalei nidra l'mishra. So Rav Schaira had a netter to be matur. Had a netter. Asa l'kamed Rav Nachman. Amalei nidarta daita dahaki. Amalei in. So Rav Nachman started trying to find a Pesach. And every time he said, did you know this? Yeah, I didn't know that. I made the netter anyway. He kept on throwing things at him that would have been a possible Pesach. And on every single one, Rav Schaira said, I knew about that and I did the netter anyway. He was honest. Now, it gets very frustrating for a Dayan who sits there and throws out Pesach after Pesach and it's rejected. Not out of chutzpah, but out of honesty. So that one got frustrated with him. I died to the hungry inn. Come as if ich, but Rav Nachman, my zilla killer, go back home. Go back to your inn. Leave me out. What do you want me to be, Matar Netter? You're not letting me find the Pesach. So do your velvet. Goodbye. Nafik Rav Schaira, Pasach Pitzchel, and Avshay. Rav Schaira said, you know, I just found the Pesach. If I would have known that Rav Nachman would get angry at me, would I have made the Netter? No. I know what? There it is. If you frustrate somebody, he's going to get upset at you. It's normal. So that's not Naila. Rabbi, I'm Aizid Derech Shusharish Yavaleyadam. What is the proper way a person should choose? Koshi Teferis Leiseha. It's glorious. That's the right word? He probably doesn't use glorious.
Glory
from himself. But Teferis Leiseyadam. The Hashtag, the Ikpat, the Nachman, Adai Tadaki Leinadri. The Sharal and Abshay, he found his own Pesach. He can't be Matras on the Dharam. But he found his own Pesach. So he went back to Rav Nachman or to anybody else and said, Rabbi, I found the Pesach. Here is my Pesach. I never thought that if I would have known Rav Nachman gets upset at me, I would have never made this net. Let's do the Rush. Dr. Rush. Zilakilach, Zilash means I'll go back to your inn. My Ikla Lohu Asr, the word Ikla means arrive. Hayashim Bekilosh Ishva Ishta Yishenim Sham. Somebody sleeps in a place where the man, husband, and wife is. And he's intruding on their perfect personal relationship, a parakadar. Translate seven, translate in Adam. Yushar be'enav, it has to be proper in his own eyes. You have to live a life that people look at you and say, wow, that's a nice way to live. I'm sure rak beinav, but it's only proper in your eyes. Gam derech ever was your beinav. Fools also think they're proper. Well, Rasa Krim Nachman, Nachman got upset. L'adayt in the hachil v'nadri, l'adayt. The chazer l'snei Rav Nachman, so he goes back to Rav Nachman, oy l'snei acherim, v'amir lehem pesach zeh, v'tira life. Frek derash, v'lav noy l'hu. This is a future thing. So the Rosh, she came derech a Rav, l'hakbed al tamidai, k'shematriach olav. A Rebbe gets upset that Talmud when you drive him crazy. And Rav Chaim said, this is a normal thing that happens. I drove Rav Nachman crazy. He got upset at me. Had I thought about that, I would have never seen that. And it's not off the charts. It's something that's very normal.
It's on the test, guys. There's no question about it. It's on the test.
Like,
that's not normal either. I mean,
right. Well, that's
thinking
about
it. What does that do with Pesach
Bechorata
or not?
That's interesting. So you're asking me, why wasn't he Pesach Bechorata? That's what you're asking me.
Yeah.
Zokteran, he asked this. So he said, he knew Rav Schaira didn't want to use Charata. Rav Schaira wanted a higher level of Heternadar. Rav Nachman was the one that said Pesach Bechorata.
No.
Zokteran, so why didn't he just say, you have Charata? So he says, he knew that he didn't want to have that he didn't want to use charata. Or the Ran says the second tarot, that it was for a mitzvah, and by having charata, you run the risk that you have charata, you did those mitzvahs. So we are very careful. That's what we said. So Rav Schreier was very worried about that. He didn't want to use charata. So Nachum was trying to help him out. But Rav Schreier frustrated him. So he got frustrated.
Why can't you have your own Pesach? Why can't you come up with a Pesach?
You can, but you have to have a Bezin to remove the netter.
Oh, okay, so...
That's what happened. He found his own Pesach, went back to Rav Nachman, and said, I found the Pesach.
And then Rav Nachman...
And then Rav Nachman was Matarit. Correct. Something my writer, Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, have a nilei nidra l'mishrei. Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe had a netter to remove. Also, the Kavi Rabbonim, he came in front of the Rishiva, the Rabbonim. Amalei, Adai to the Hachi. Did you know this? Amalei, Adai to the Hachi. Come as Zimnim. He did this many times. So, the Mitzari Rabbanon, Mishimsha, Latula, Matula, Mishimsha. Rabbanon, where they started around, they started walking around thinking of a Pesach. And it bothered them that they can't find a Pesach. They were walking from the shade into the sun, and from the sun into the shade, meaning they were uncomfortable, and the fact was bothering them. Amar, he said, Amalei Batnas Berei, Abishol Ben Batnas, mean the Darta Daita, the Mitzayir, Abara Mitula, Shemshem Shemshem Latula? Would you have made the Netter had you known how there are peasants reacting to you? You see how they're bothered by this? Amalei Loi, I would never have made it. So sorry, he said, just give me my Netter. Again, not Noilet. This is what happens when a peasant gets involved in something and they get involved.
So, the case before, Rebbe got upset, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the anger, that's okay?
I was very careful. I said he got frustrated. Also, the Rosh speaks out, it's a Rebbe to a Talmud. Rebbe can teach a Talmud by getting upset. This is not the way you're supposed to be. It's chinuch. Okay, I have to run early. I have